Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way. Around. We've got a lot that we are covering this afternoon. There's no doubt about that. Tuesday is the big vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. I think it's going to be fascinating. I may actually tune in for that live. I don't normally, at this point, bother to tune in for this stuff live. I like to watch it the next day, and I like to read it so that I am not burdened by some of the facial gestures or gesticulations, but I read it first, get the meat, and then go back and see what they were doing. But anyway, so that's this Tuesday. That should be pretty interesting. Remember, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. And because I don't want anybody ever to miss the fact that there are good men and good women who go out every single day and do a job that vast majority of us wouldn't do for all the money in the world, we share that twice. So we're going to talk at 5:35 about that. My buddy, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be here at 4:35. The weather's creating some serious, serious driving problems. And I was at Liberty University earlier this week for a couple of days. And I came back so positive and inspired. Yeah, you heard me right. I came back with a renewed faith that we might all have some hope in the world because the students at Liberty were so incredible. Now, you know, every week we are truly blessed that Dr. Dave Bratt joins us. Dave is the former dean of the business school at Liberty. He is the vice president or vice provost for business affairs. He's a big deal. And let me tell you, he brought in some really amazing people for this event, and I'm just happy to welcome Dave. Dave, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, hey, Jeff. Yeah, I was even pleasantly surprised. The speakers just hit it out of the park. The students were just loving it, having you there, and just friends from Richmond was just great. Just great event.
It really was, and I guess I should remind everybody, you're here, you speak on behalf of yourself, you're not speaking on behalf of Liberty at this point, but
right.
Believe it or not, I know that Fridays, man, we wind up bringing so many people down with some of the stuff we address.
Right.
I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about the positive, because on good. That campus, it was...
Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
It was palpable. I've never been on a college campus where I felt so inspired by the students.
Yeah, and that is every day. And we had, you know, the heads of, you know, Fortune 100 firms there, CEOs, COOs, people who run the world were there, and they're equally blown away. I mean, they, you know, everyone says, okay, your kids are nice and they're ethical and they're, you know, every school says that, but Liberty is like off the charts. It really is it's just very special students there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, at the end of a long day working hard, going there, they stick around and say, hey, can I help you clean up?
Oh.
And I mean, I don't know where you're going to find that in the world these days. So that's a good news story.
It
hope
really
for the future.
Is. It really is, boy. I really did. I left with hope. And I have to share this with you. I didn't have a chance to chat with you after I noticed this. I was standing around after one of the events. One of the Liberty students came up to one of the featured speakers. And I'm talking about, again, a big heavy hitter, you know, a real CEO.
Right.
And he says to the student is so respectful, and he says, hey, you know what, I don't have time to get into all of it, but here, let me give you my cell number. You text me, and then we'll chat. And I thought, well, there's no way. And it's like, this CEO of a Fortune 100 thing says to a Liberty student, yeah, I'll give you my cell number, and you call. And that in and of itself is probably worth a year of business school, don't you think?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and that is typical. Over half the students last year got job offers or internship offers in those 3 days, just face to face. The executives see them, and then they're setting up pipelines to hire our students because they can't believe it either. The work, it's the work ethic, right? If you hire someone who's honest,
yep,
and puts in a full day's work and is competent, I mean, it's gold, because you could train them in to do anything you want.
That's right.
And so, and they know that. So that when they see a young person who's got that sparkle in their eye, man, it's done deal.
Well, it was beautiful. I'll tell you, the speakers were all off the charts, and I don't know how you bring in the people that you do, but just now, seriously, I don't know if these people all lost you in a game of cards years ago, or
I got friends, I got chips, I owe them all, so now I'm on the debtor side. But yeah, no, it's the people we get. On the military, I could say all those guys. General Keith Kellogg, he's the top, military strategist in the country. Chris Miller was Secretary of Defense. So that gives you some idea. The former Attorney General.
Yep.
The head of the World Bank was there. I was on the convo stage with him for a half hour. That gives you, and then the CEOs are the same level. So that gives people a sense.
Well, and you provided this opportunity. And next year, let me tell you something. We need to talk about this more, because there need to be more people that make the drive from Richmond. It's not that bad at all. It's beautiful country.
Right.
It's pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I loved it. I got the chance to catch up with Secretary.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Miller, and I said, you're not going to remember me. And not only did he remember me, he said, we talked about this and this, and you're on this. And I mean, he knew the station. He said, oh, here, look. And the same thing, he's headed to some huge meeting with people far more important than I am. He goes, hey, just here, give me one of your cards. And he writes out his personal home email address. Just shoot me a note. We'll get together. And I thought,
right. No, that's the... That's the secret sauce, and that's why they all come, because I kind of vet, no jerks allowed. It's just good people like you. So, when everybody knows they're meeting with honest brokers, that's worth a lot of money. It's not all about money, but that's worth something in this world.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. Now, let me ask you, because you are such a well-read guy and you've given us some reading assignments through the years, have you ever read this book called A Message for Garcia?
No. I know. I just heard that one, so now I've got to check that out.
All right. Well, don't buy it, because as Keith Kellogg and the two secretaries were talking about, I ordered it on Amazon. It's here at my house. I'll drop it in the mail for you. It's a light read, but boy, it's not like that one you told us about. What was it, RR and the Return of the Strong Gods?
Right,
and made
right,
everybody
right. That was deep. That was deep.
that was a tearjerker, man. That wasn't fair. Did you have a chance to watch any of the vice president on MSNBC?
No.
Okay. Good for you.
No, I heard about it and I saw the clip, the mini clips and whatever. But yeah, no, I know the mainstream media is just propping up an entire party with no question. They're going to run the world, and actually. Anybody that's following things right now, that book I recommended on double government, right? That's what it shows. The president no longer runs the country, right? The deep state and the three-letter agencies, right? The State Department, the CIA, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the bureaucrats in those offices are running your world. And they're overruling, and Chris Miller will tell you that, right? When he's head of defense, they would try to run their initiatives through from the president, who's the commander in chief, elected by the people, and the bureaucracy knows they just slow walk in.
It's crazy.
And they were trying to end all wars, and the huge money in play. It has a lot of power. There's a lot of money in that space.
There absolutely is. So. What happens at the end is, I mean, we're 40 days out from this election. Voting, of course, here in the Commonwealth has already started. I know there are other states where it started as well. Are you hopeful on any level, Dave?
Yeah, I am. I've been talking with people. Georgia, the all political views are my own, but yes. Georgia, the Republicans own the Board of Elections now. There's a lot more standing in court cases. So I just think things are going to be pretty fair. The polling seems to be going in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, that's the good news. It's going to be tight, but people right. just have to get out and vote. And I think, you know, in 16, Trump was down by 9 a month or two ahead of time mm-hmm. and ended up winning. And so like when I was congressman, the Trump voter is very unique and no one knows who they are for sure.
That's right. So
the poll, like I'd walk into Trump events and I'd say, "Hey, I'm Dave." They go, "Oh, nice to meet you, Dave. Who are you?" I say, "Well, I'm the congressman in the area. Nice to meet you." They go, "Oh, that's nice. You know, glad you're here for the Trump event." But it's just too. And I wasn't your standard Republican, right? I mean, I took out the,
no kidding,
Republican
really?
Machine. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. You know. But the Trump crew is just fed up, right?
And, yes.
And the Trump crew really just stands for about 70% of the country who's starting to figure out that both parties are out of whack, right? Absolutely. They're not representing them, right? That's I mean, we right. got wars all over for no apparent reason.
Yep.
There's inflation. The Federal Reserve yep. keeps bailing out, lowering interest rates and bailing out the stock market.
Yeah.
And 10% of the people own 90% of the stocks.
Incredible.
10% own 90, right? So that's not the economy, and that's not your jobs, and that's not your wages. That's just the stock market, and the average Joe doesn't know much.
Yeah, well, we're doing our best to educate them, and
yeah. Yep.
I always appreciate you being here. Oh, and one final kudo for you and Liberty.
Yeah.
Convocation. Good.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I
don't even know what to say except I want to come again. I want to go to another one or two.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I didn't know. Did you see me down there with the Malpass, the head of the World Bank?
I did.
Good.
Yeah,
oh, you... good. Oh, good. I didn't know you were there. I would have.
Heck yeah. That's okay. Listen,
I did know you. Yep. Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I was just so honored to be part of it. It's just an amazing thing. Dave, listen, we kept it mostly positive this week. I promise we'll get back to death and destruction and dismal stuff next week.
For me. I'm in a good mood. The sun just came out where I am. So
good. Beautiful. Yeah, rub that in a little bit. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Again, you give my best to every single person at Liberty because it is so inspirational and provides so much hope. It put a big smile on my face. It's been there all week, and I thank
good,
you for
good.
That.
Good for you. Thanks for being such a great partner with us, brother. Appreciate
thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. That is Dave Bratt, Dr. Dave Bratt, former congressman. He's a big deal over there at Liberty. But let me tell you, you watch him walk around. You watch him interact with students. You deal with these students. I've been on a couple of college campuses over the last couple of years with the boys. You know, one's going to Stanford. One finished Stanford. One's going to Ithaca. And I went to Liberty. And let me tell you, the feel, the vibe, the everything. Everything was just so different and in a good way. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.